Several Dunkin' Donuts workers walked out to cheers of support from organizers and fellow strikers at sunrise this morning. More than 60 people chanted and held signs, joining strikes in 50 cities across the country, including Milwaukee, Chicago, and Los Angeles. Megan Ford says she has to work four jobs to pay her bills. She's a little worried she may lose her job at Dunkin' Donuts after walking out, but she says it's worth it.
When I see my other coworkers who are working 40 hours a week and they can't pay their bills either, it's just ridiculous. We're on our feet for 7 hours a day, and the last thing you want to do is go to another job and another job. If we were to have higher wages and someone that represents us and someone that creates a situation where the working environment isn't as definitive as to who has the power and who doesn't, then it would be so much easier to live a life instead of living the minimum.
President of the South Central Federation of Labor, Kevin Gunlock, says the strike was spurred by walkouts earlier this year.
It's inspiring seeing this many people out at 6 o'clock in the morning, and it will build from there. So what I see in a short term is this will get bigger. This will get stronger. We already have many, many elected officials here in the Madison area supporting this.
Strikers rallied outside several restaurants in Madison, including Dunkin' Donuts, McDonald's, Taco Bell, and Burger King. Organizers at Wisconsin Jobs Now, a union-backed workers' rights group based in Milwaukee, say 35 workers plan to walk out in Madison, 200 in Milwaukee, and some in Wausau. Tegan Wendland, Wisconsin Public Radio.